So every time at Mass, during the liturgy of the Eucharist, when I say the mystery of faith, we say or we sing, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, right? So until you come again what? Until you come again in what? Jesus Christ will come again in what? Did you miss me? Right? Come again in glory to what? To have pizza? We say in the creed, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. That's what he's coming back for, okay? To judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. And that is why we celebrate today the solemnity of Christ the King, right? His judgment, coming back as king. And what is the criteria that the king uses to judge? Precisely the gospel today. Because the king doesn't come in regalia or like a crown. The king comes to us rather in distressing disguise, right? In the summer of 2006, I went to Mexico and worked at a poor parish, right? And I was like one of those missionaries, right? They're like, do-do-do-do-do, missionary, right? They send us off two by twos, and my role was to go visit door-to-door and see how the people are doing, invite them to come to church. We have retreats, Bible classes, and offer counseling, whatever they needed. So that's what I was doing in Mexico. Two of us, they paired me up with another guy. Two of us just do-do-do-do-do, missionary, all right? Knocking on the doors. And the first house that we visit, we knock, they open the door, and they're so welcoming. They're so nice, right? They're like, oh, come on in. Like, okay, all right. Okay. And as soon as we walked into the house, I made some observations or maybe some judgments, right? So, you know, in the summer area, it's a rainy season, right? So it rained hard the night before, and the roof was leaking, right? So there's like drops, doop, 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 right? Drip, drip. And then the floor was dirt floor, right? So you can imagine the water and all that. It's not a good combination, right? And then my biggest observation was the house was filled with flies. Okay, and I don't know. I mean, these Mexican flies. The flies like here. I mean, they're like fat flies. I mean, I don't even know how they fly because they're so fat. Okay, I mean, it's huge, and it's just like all over the place, right? A lot of them, right? And then Tommy said, "Oh, sit down, sit down." I said, "Okay, all right, you know." So I sat down. We're talking, and then, "Would you like something to eat?" I said, "No, I'm all right. You know, I just had a meal, so I'm okay, you know, but I just want to invite you to some stuff, you know, all right, you know." And they're like, no, you sit down, we'll get you something. No, I'm really okay. I'm fine. Thank you very much. No, we're going to get you something to eat. Have a seat." I'm like, okay, all right. So, you know, the family, the mom, she went over to the kitchen and she brought a plate of rice and beans, right? You know, and you know, sometimes I exaggerate, but this time I'm not exaggerating, right? So the plate of rice and bean comes from the kitchen. You know, she's bringing it over, and as soon as the plate landed on the table, you know, there's all these flies, just right, just like all up in there, all over it. I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, the flies must be hungrier than me, right? So I was just looking at the plate, thinking, do I have to eat this, you know? And then I was drinking some water, right? And obviously, she can tell, the mom can tell, I was not really, you know, happy, right? So she saw my grimacing face, right? And then she says, "Well, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry we don't have anything better to offer you, right? But as you can see, you know, this is a poor area, poor neighborhood right here, right? But we really love God, and we believe that when a guest comes, Christ comes." And then she quotes scripture on me, going, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. Right? I'm like, oh, snap, you know? So as soon as I heard that, all these fat flies that were swimming and then the beans, you know, they started to look like chocolate chips. Like chocolate chips, you know? My mindset just completely changed. It's a 180 degree turn, right? From just complaining, to just kind of being in awe of God's love, right? She didn't have to invite me. She didn't have to feed me, right? But she just couldn't help it but to love her neighbor, right? And offer the best that she had for her guest, right? And again, I'm not exaggerating here. Sometimes I exaggerate. This time, I'm not exaggerating. After that incident, I looked at the mother's face and I saw the face of Jesus Christ. Kid you not. I looked at her face and I saw the face of Jesus Christ, right? So many times we read this gospel, right? The last judgment, separating the sheep from the goats. And we look at this gospel and say, well, this means that I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to help feed the hungry, the thirsty, be nice to strangers, visit the sick, the imprisoned, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving, holiday, Christmas, right? Have a checkoff list, a Christmas wish list, holiday baskets, soup kitchens, right? But it's wonderful that we do these acts of charity, but we got to go a little bit deeper. We got to go a little bit deeper into the meaning of why we do these acts of charity. And what is the point of doing these acts of charity? Because most of the time, this is what you get. This is what you get. You know, I teach at the high school, and all these kids who go to immersion trips, they go to Mexico and build a house, or South America and fix the water pipe. And they say, wow, this experience changed my life because I made a difference in the world. Because I am now appreciative of the things that I have, because I feel good about myself, right? And that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself, but you're kind of missing the point here, because it's not about me and about feeling good about myself, right? Pope Francis says exactly that. He says, when we do acts of charity, it's not about feeling good about yourself. He says, there are things that are called works of charity when in reality, they are social conscience calming activities. These kinds of programs are carried out in order to feel good about oneself. But love always requires a person to go out from himself, to truly give oneself to others. The person I intend to love needs me to put myself at their service. Right? You tell me anywhere, Old Testament, you know, New Testament, okay, anywhere in the Bible where Jesus went and he helped the poor people, he healed the sick, you know, cured the lepers. Where does it say in the gospel, Jesus fed the hungry, cured the sick, and he felt good about himself? Anywhere does it say that? Last time I checked, it's not there, right? But oftentimes when we do acts of charity, it's about us. It's about feeling good about ourselves, right? And if that's the case, we're missing the point here. Again, nothing wrong with feeling good about, you should feel good about yourself all the time, okay? But it's not the point. We're missing the point here. Instead of feeling good about ourselves, we should be asking, where do I see Jesus Christ? And how is the face of Jesus Christ challenging me as a person? Right? Back to Mexico, right? Again, I thought I was the missionary, you know, walking around, right? I thought I was like Jesus, right? Inviting the people door to door, doing ministry. But in reality, I was the one that was served. I was the one that was served through that poor mother trying to feed me that plate of rice and beans, right? And after seeing Jesus Christ through her words, through her actions, after seeing the face of Jesus Christ, I was challenged. I was challenged. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed by my attitude, right? I was embarrassed also looking back the way I treat some of my friends, the way I treat some of my neighbors at home, right? Sometimes without respect. Sometimes straight up rude, right? And that's how it should be. You see, when you serve the poor, when you serve the needy, when you do an act of charity, and when you seek the face of Christ, the face of Christ will not lead you to feeling good about yourself. The face of Christ will lead lead you to a challenge, to change our way of life, to be more Christ-like, so that we can be counted among the sheep in the final judgment, right? So that is precisely what I ask you to do for your homework this week, right? As we celebrate Thanksgiving Thursday. Did you know that? If you don't know, now you know, okay? Thursday is Thanksgiving, right? In that spirit of Thanksgiving, okay, I ask you this week, okay? Pray, say, Jesus, grant me an opportunity. Give me the opportunity to do an act of service, an act of charity. Ask for it. Ask for that act of charity, right? And when you do that act of charity, okay, again, you don't need to go to South America, okay? You could just go 1 minute down here, Winchester, right? Or you don't even need to go. Just within, when you gather within your family, there's a lot of drama, a lot of needs, even within the family, right? Just ask Jesus, grant me the opportunity for an act of charity, an act of service, right? And when you're doing that act of charity, that act of service this week, right? Ask yourself during or after the experience, where do I see Jesus Christ? Where did I see Jesus Christ, right? And how is the face of Jesus Christ challenging me to be more Christ-like, right?